good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world. We are welcoming you to today's rather extra special edition of the News Hour of Radio Biafra, coming to you live from Texas, from Corpus Christi, Texas, in the United States of America. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, your host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I am delighted to say that our principal benefactor is here with us, Moses Wigwe, and also our dear sister Chidera, who has been working exceptionally hard to ensure the success and the smooth journeys we've been performing so far. We arrived at Corpus Christi yesterday, and we've been hosted excellently well by our brother, and it's an honor to have him with us. Us broadcasting from his house today, we are very, very delighted that this is Radio Biafra coming to you from Texas in the United States of America. We've left Atlanta, but they said to us that one day we shall return, and we're looking forward to that. But before I proceed to go and bring you the headlines today, what we have in store for you, please, we must remind each and every person of the normal process in joining Radio Biafra, please, that what you need to do is to take down this number, +1 404 7898 796. I'll repeat that, +1 404 7898 796. You can join us via Skype by just adding Radio Biafra to your contact list. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your contact list. Alternatively, please, you can join us also via Viber. The number to call if you want to get us on Viber is +44 758 171 2444. That is the number to get us on Viber, is +44 758 171 2444. The number for Tango is the old Radio Biafra studio number. It is the one, not the old one, is still relevant. It is the one we use in London. I'm sure some of you know it, but if you don't, we'll be giving it to you in a very short while. If you want to get us on Tango, you call the old, not the old, I keep saying old, you call the the number of the principal Radio Biafra studio line, which is +44 78 31 30 6 no 8376. I must repeat that, please. It is +44 78 31 30 8376. That is the number to call us on Tango. You have the number to get us on Viber. You also have the main line with which to get hold of us on, if you wish to do so. Once again, on this day, the 25th of June in the year of our Lord 2013, the time now here is some minutes past 1 p.m. in the afternoon. This is 1 p.m. in the afternoon. It is past 2 p.m. in Atlanta. It is past 7 p.m. in London and also in Biafra. All over the world with different time zones, we are welcoming you. We're saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people. Please, 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 this is your platform. Do join us in around 30, 35 minutes time. We'll bring you all the updates on the court case, which most people have been clamoring for. But before I proceed, I'll go to our brother Moses to please say hello to you. Stay where you are. Go ahead, go ahead.
Hello, fellow Bear fans. Welcome to the program. And all friends of Biafra, welcome to the program. We are coming to you live, as Nnamdi Carl said, from Corpus Christi, Texas,
yes,
United States. Please, I want to take this opportunity to thank our wonderful brother, Dr. Nnamdi Kanu, for the job he's doing.
Yeah. I wish I'm a doctor, though.
Okay.
I wish.
I'm sorry.
I'm a humble servant. If you can put servant before me.
Okay. This is Nnamdi Kanu, the boss of Biafra.
Yes.
And we welcome him to Corpus Christi.
Yes.
And we thank everyone for listening. And my name is Dr. Moses Mwigwe from Corpus Christi.
Thank you very much, Dr. Wigwe. Thank you very, very much. Maybe one day I'll become a doctor like yourself. But I think I'm too old to go and start studying medicine.
That's not important.
Yes.
Important is
Biafra. Yes. Biafra is more important than anything or anybody else. Please, Chidera, can you raise your voice, please, and say hello to our wonderful listeners?
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever part of the world that you're living in. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm here in Corpus Christi. I'm welcoming you today to our edition today.
Yes, from Corpus Christi, thank you very, very much. You've been working excellently hard to make sure that we are moving smoothly from one state to another, seeing our people, interacting with them, bringing the message of redemption. Our brother, in fact, our uncle from New Jersey, corrected us No more will we use the word actualization or realization. The word to describe Biafra is restoration. We are restoring what has previously existed. That is the word we're going to use, please. You can also join us via Facebook. There will be regular updates from Facebook. The reason why we're asking people to come to Facebook and also bring their friends with them is so that we can have a one-stop shop where people can get instant information. Do not forget that you can get Radio Biafra via our website. Tell your friends. There is nothing stops you from messaging your friends and saying, we are listening to Radio Biafra. The contact numbers are there for everyone to see. Also, tell them to go to our website, www.radiobiafra.co, peopleofbiafra.org, belierhumanrights.org, and also indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. On any of these platforms, if you experience any breakage at any point during the transmission, all you need to do is to click on refresh. If you click on refresh, you should be able to restart and rejoin us once again. I will not hesitate to go and bring you the headlines, but I'm sure you did enjoy the special broadcast from Atlanta that we ran for you yesterday. The headline this evening that we're bringing to you on this day, the 25th of June, in the year of our 2013, is that four people have been hanged in Benin. Four convicts who have been on the death row were on Monday executed by hanging in Benin City, capital of Edo State, in South Zoological Republic of Nigeria. The execution, which took place in the premises of the Benin City Central Prison, has, however, elicited condemnation from Amnesty International. In a statement, the international human rights group called on Nigerian government for restraint in carrying out the execution, which it said was confirmed by a court yesterday in Benin City. That is the headline we're bringing this evening. And also, we are reporting that President Goodluck Jonathan and Theophilus Y. Danjuma, the killer of Aguilonsi, have met in a secret meeting. President Goodluck Jonathan and the former Minister of Defense, Lieutenant General Theophilus Danjuma, held a closed-door meeting at the presidential villa in Abuja on Sunday, perhaps following Danjuma's utterances regarding the connivance of the North in the activities of Boko Haram. The meeting, which a presidential source described as one-on-one, came less than 24 hours after the media reported what Danjuma has said about the country's economy being in tatters. This is what they do. If you complain, they call you in and they settle you. But this is Radio Biafra. We are above that. We are above compromise and above corruption. We are also reporting today that the option on the national conference has been reported by The Guardian on Tuesday, carried a report by the chairman, the former Ohanaeze chairman, Professor Ben Wabeze, who is now living in Lagos and campaigning for Yoruba people, and Chief Solomon Adun Asemota, who in this very interview maintained that the way to save Nigeria from anarchy was by convening a national conference. This is a man who led Ohanaeze, who is living in Lagos. He doesn't live in Enugu, not in Owerri, not in Port Harcourt, not in Aba, not in Omuahia, not in Nnewi. This man lives in Lagos campaigning for their people. He has not spoken up about our people being killed in the north. He has not spoken up about our people being massacred all over the place. He is busy campaigning, championing the something that Yorubas want, which is rather very, very regrettable. We are saying that sovereign national conference or no sovereign national conference, we want an independent Biafran entity, the restoration of our right to exist as free men and women under God. That is what we are looking for, not some useless sovereign national conference in a zoo. We are also telling you this evening that work has allegedly, we must say, that work is to begin on the second Niger Bridge by Julius Berger, that the work on the long-awaited second Niger Bridge has commenced. Wolfgang Goss, the managing director of Julius Berger, stated this in the 43rd annual general meeting of the company in Abuja. I don't know if anyone has seen any work around the second Niger Bridge or any stretch of that very river covering Anambra State, Delta State, coming down to River State. We want to see if you have seen white people from Germany digging holes in the ground trying to build a second Niger Bridge, because I haven't seen any. People are reporting they have not seen any. And this evening also, we are letting you know that we'll be bringing you a live update from the lead attorney for Biafra in the case between Biafra and Nigeria, holding at the Federal High Court 2 in Owerri. That court sat today. We are expecting a live update from Barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesri from Owerri itself. at some point during our broadcast this evening. So please do bear with us as we bring you that very live confirmation. We are also telling you this evening that headsmen are also on the rampage once again, attacking and raping our women in Enugu. A bloodbath may be imminent in Uzo Owan, a local government area of Enugu State, after Fulani headsmen allegedly robbed and raped women in the area some days ago. This is a developing news. We'll keep you updated, but this is what is happening. Of course, we live all over the world. We have abandoned where we come from. Why shouldn't people go in there and rape our women? Because there is nobody to look after them. These are our main headlines this evening. Do not forget, you can follow us on our website, www.radiobiafra.co. You can also join us on Facebook and the news in greater detail, but I'll try and be as brief as possible because we want to take as many of your calls as we can manage this very fine afternoon here in a very hot Texas, I must say. Texas is very, very hot and humid, but not as stifling as the zoo itself. The zoo is where you cannot breathe, but here at least you can breathe in fresh air. We are telling you this evening that four people have been hung in Benin. They are convicted, whereas all the criminals looting, pillaging, and basically bringing life to a premature end in Nigeria is still walking about free. People who, out of hunger, have resorted to crime because there are no jobs are being killed all over the place. The Edo State Attorney General and Commissioner for Justice, Henry Idahabon, who confirmed the execution, said that the convictions were got many years ago as far as the Supreme Court. Idahabon, who could not confirm names of the executed criminals, said three of them were convicted outside the state but have been in prison in Benin City. How can you convict people outside the state, bring them to Benin to come and kill them? Adding that the execution of the convicts was on the prison authorities, who requested for the go-ahead. I didn't memorize the names. This is an attorney. It's incredible what is happening in that country. I didn't memorize the names, but they are in the documents forwarded to me in the office. And we are not even sure that the families were even informed of the execution of their loved ones. If you come to me tomorrow, I can get them for you. This is what this Idahabon is saying to journalists when they interviewed him on the execution. Contrary to the recommendation of Amnesty International, all the criminals in Nigeria are still alive. Umaru Diko is alive, running all over the place, having stolen well in excess of £5 billion when money still had value. Buhari is still alive, moving all over the place, having sponsored Boko Haram to be killing people. All the criminals in Nigeria are there, but so is Babangida, who killed Dele Giwa. Everybody knows that it was Babangida that sent Paso bomb to Dele Giwa, the former publisher of Dele Giwa? It's Newsweek, isn't it?
Newsweek.
Of Newsweek. These people are still alive, moving all over the place. Now what are we getting? Ordinary petty criminals are being killed. That is what you get for belonging in a zoo. One of them is Edo State born. His name is Omorege. His first name is Agbomare, who was convicted since 1994 and has exhausted his right of appeal all the way to the Supreme Court. Another death row convict is Siracious Ogidi from Imo State. He is from Imo State, but he has been killed. He has been killed. He has been hung in, it's incredible, in Benin. We are not even sure that the Ogidi family from Imo State is aware of what happened to Siracious, their son. He is convicted for armed robbery by military tribunal since 1997. A military tribunal. How can a military tribunal convict someone? It's incredible. A military tribunal convicted somebody in an era of military rule, and the civilian government carried out that execution. It's beyond belief what is happening in that place. We are also reporting this evening that President Goodluck Jonathan and the former Minister of Defense, Theophilus Danjuma, this is the man that killed Agu Ironsi. He is the butcher of our people. He was the one that led their troops through Nsukka when the Biafra-Nigeria war started. The meeting, according to this presidential source, said it was a one-to-one between Goodluck Jonathan and Danjuma, because Danjuma had the temerity to criticize the goings-on regarding the Nigerian economy, because people are suffering, people are dying, people are destitute in the north. That is why Boko Haram has a ready-made fertile ground for recruits. He is complaining, forgetting the fact that they, the northerners, control 83% of all the resources in that useless country, in that useless zoo called Nigeria. Danjuma was the first visitor Jonathan has received before leaving for Yaounde. He's going to Cameroon, where he is to take part in the summit of heads of state and governments of the Economic Community of Central African States. I never knew that Nigeria belonged to the Central Africa. I thought it was ECOWAS they were in before. Now, maybe they have joined the Economic Community of Central African States. People who don't understand how the economy works, who don't understand the meaning of the world economics, why they are attending conferences regarding the economy, is beyond me. It is incredible. Incredible. And there's another commission also called the Gulf of Guinea Commission, whatever that means. These are the groups that Nigeria belongs to. This is where the means through which they siphon money away from the useless zoo, impoverishing people, thereby making it a fertile ground for all manner of bandits to come and establish their headquarters there. This is Radio Biafra. Please, we are asking you, do not call us immediately, please. You may be able to take time before you start calling Radio Biafra, but let us try and take this call. It could be Barrister Adolf, but if it isn't, then of course we cannot take the call. They have cut out. Please, to ask them to please try and call us back once again. Please, we are reporting this evening also that they are reporting that work has begun. We are not even going to give any credit to this very news. They are saying that work has begun on the second Niger Bridge. If anyone has seen people from Germany, because Julius Berger is a German company, if you have seen white people digging up somewhere around Niger Bridge, tell us. We have not seen anything. We don't want to read about second Niger Bridge on the pages of newspaper. We don't want to hear about any good being made an international airport on the pages of newspapers. We want to see something happening tangibly on the ground, not via newspapers. No, we are tired of that type of nonsense. Press release after press release. We are certainly disciplined that headsmen, by headsmen we mean Hausa, Fulani people who do not wash, people who are uncircumcised, are raping our women in Enugu. It is a confirmed incident reported by the Punch newspaper. Before you claim that Radio Biafra is in the business of propaganda, go and ask the Punch, owned by Yoruba people. Yoruba people are now telling us that Hausa, Fulani people are raping our women whilst we are scattered all over the world, chasing money, pursuing money, pursuing the good life. We'll come into that later on this evening as we proceed. These are our principal headlines. After our summary, after our analysis, once I get the views of Moses, if Chidera is in the mindset to be able to do so, we'll be able to go and then take your calls. Please do not forget that the number to call is +1 404 789 8796. I repeat, +1 404 789 8796. You can also join us on Skype. Please just add Radio Biafra. We are also on Twitter at Radio Biafra Live. You can send us email. You can send us your questions at contact@radiobiafralondon.com, or you can send us your questions on Facebook. We'll be able to see it. Just go to Facebook and post it there. We'll see your questions and we'll be able to answer it live on air. We are in Corpus Christi in Dallas. It's not in Dallas, is it?
No, it's Corpus Christi.
Oh, it's Corpus. It's a fairly big town on
its
own. This is Corpus Christi in Texas, in the United States. I kept saying Dallas because we came via Dallas yesterday on our way to Corpus Christi. Please, Moses, what do you make of what you have heard so far, please?
It is quite unfortunate that the so-called Igbo leaders, especially the cronies called governors, all these things are going on. None of them could raise up and say something that this is not good. Sid Buhari, Babangida, Atiku, they are all defending Boko Haram. They are killing people. But the Igbos, they don't have no more leaders. So that's why we have right now the Council of Elders of Indigenous People of Biafra. In my own opinion, I am not saying or representing the opinion of Biafra or the opinion of Radio Biafra. Those are the people we need. That's a parallel government they have. So most of you who have not heard the broadcast made by Dr. Dozie Ikedife, who is the deputy chairman of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, please, I urge you to go to the Biafran, Radio Biafran website and listen to it. This man, he's a medical doctor that lives in Newi. He's in Kenga, Newi. He traveled from Anambra Strait and went to London at the Radio Biafra studios, stayed there and made a broadcast to the whole world to let them know that it's Biafra, to let them know that what they are doing to actualize Biafra. So those are the people we really call our leaders. All the five cronies in the southeastern Nigeria, those are just what I refer to as errand boys of the Hausa Fulani. So as time goes on, we're going to shed more light on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. What do you make of the second Niger Bridge they're building? They said they're building a second Niger
Bridge. Well, the second Niger Bridge, they said they're building, that's the propaganda, just to make people support Jonathan in the 2015 election. That's what it's all about. Even the second Niger Bridge, they have been saying something about that. Even during the era, right from the era of Obasanjo to this now, anytime anybody wants something from the southeast, from the Igbos, they raise up one kind of thing they want to do, and apparently they won't do it. It's just get your vote or get you to drop the idea of Biafra. But I'm just telling you, the freedom march for Biafra is on this time. No going back.
It's unstoppable.
It's unstoppable.
I'm wondering if anything takes to you. Chidera, is there anything in particular that takes to you? Is there anything you want to comment upon, or are you still digesting the news we've just
said? Two things that I would like to comment upon. Firstly, this work that began, or the claim to have begun at the Niger Bridge, is it supposed to be the factories and the companies that we've been asking them to build to reduce unemployment?
No, I think it's something to do with the fact that good Lord Jonathan promised. He promised to do something. But unfortunately, his time is running out on him. He said he was going to build a second Niger Bridge. He was going to make.
But what I'm trying to say is that what we need back home right now is factories and companies to reduce this rate of unemployment, not second Niger Bridge. That's what I'm trying to say. Then for the women that were raped in Enugu, that's rather unfortunate, and I don't really know what our people are doing. I mean, those women are people's mothers, aunties, and sisters. So I would urge each and every one of us to, especially the people back home there, because those of us here abroad, we can't really do much on that. But the people in Enugu and other places, especially the boys, the young men there, they can find these people if they really want to and deal with them so that it doesn't happen again. That's what I feel about it.
Yes, but in terms of what can we as a people do to reduce this very incident? Because it seems to be occurring all the time. We talk about this, we complain, we say, what are we going to do about this very issue? And it is there all the time. They come, they rape, they pillage, they spoil our crops and the farms, and we do nothing about it. What are we going to do to ensure that, you know, that what we that these people, they regard us as human beings? Because nothing seems to be happening right now. They come in with impunity, they do as they like, and then what happens? We do nothing about it. It seems to me that there is nobody there to do anything at all.
Well, the problem here is that the so-called Southeast leaders, the governors, their state representatives, as I said earlier, they are more or less of errand boys. They know what they know what to say, they know what to do, but they are afraid to do it. But there's no way an Igbo man can go to the northern areas of the so-called Nigeria and do this kind of things. That person won't be alive today. He will be killed by the Hausa Fulani.
Yes.
Why would we allow this kind of thing to continue? Nobody's saying anything. That's why we need Biafra. In Biafra, this kind of thing won't happen.
Exactly.
If somebody from the north comes there, he has to abide by our laws. If he violates it, he'll be dealt with without any compromise. That's why we need Biafra. Please, people, understand this. Do your best to support this move.
Thank you very, very much. We are hoping and praying that they'll be able to do so. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. The caller,
hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, this is Dr. Gemba calling from London, United Kingdom.
Wonderful, Dr. Gemba, please go ahead. The whole world is listening. We are at a place called Corpus Christi. Is it where Christ was crucified? Is that the meaning of
Corpus Christi? What it means, the body of Christ.
Is that what it means?
Yes, body of Christ.
It's body of Christ, but I have not seen the body of Christ anywhere. I can see fast food joints, I can see hamburger joints, I can see very big roads with very big trucks in them. I can see our people going to work, maybe some of the second job for today. Please go ahead, the world is listening.
Yeah, you just a quick about that Corpus Christi. Is it a name of a place, a name of a town, or a name of a church, or a community center?
Is the name of a place? It is the name of a town. It's a city, in fact, as a matter of fact. It is a city, a very, very beautiful, fantastically built city where everything is working. The light is working. The air conditioning system is working. Everything is working here. No wonder some of them don't even bother remembering Biafra anymore. But go on, is a city in Texas. Yes, we are here and we're broadcasting to the whole world.
Okay.
Live. Go ahead.
Oh, that's well done. Thank you to our host. I said the word our because I am part of it. We're all part of it. Thank you for hosting us, taking care of and who is representing and presenting this program, and our mobile team in Texas and other cities in the United States. Let me start with the Niger Bridge. The issue, or rather the politics of Niger Bridge, has been frequently occurring since the so-called Second Republic. It is not a news. They have used it to twist the arm of our people, the Igbo people. They have used it as a bargaining chip at every election. The so-called Ohanaeze, who represent themselves, not Igbo people, have used it to enrich themselves. If our people are who they are, do what they're supposed to do for our people, the issue of Second Niger Bridge should have been done and dusted for years. But because our people don't know how to fight for what is due for us, we prefer to play second fiddle. We prefer to sell our birthright for individual selfish ends. That's why we are still talking about Second Niger Bridge today. Just as you said before, we are not going to dance, start to dance, to clap, or to roll out a dancing troupe because announcement has been made. Is this the first time, second time, third time? The taste of the pudding is in the eating, they say. Until we see something practically happening, we, as you said, when you see diggers, when you see clearance of road, when you see map, when you see people walking, then we will know. But we don't know. Will it be completed between now and 2015, or they will just do the mapping, put a big signboard and leave it until after the election? They say, well, the Second Niger Bridge is coming. It's coming the other way of 2015. Then when 2015 comes, Jonathan loses or wins, they will put down the signboard, then we come back to square one. So anybody thinking that it is a big gesture, it is a big deal for our people, should think twice. It is something that needs to be done for economic reasons. Maybe Chidera don't understand fully well the politics and the use and the importance of Niger Bridge and the Second Niger Bridge. It is the it should be the busiest. I don't have the accurate statistics. It should be one of the busiest bridges in the whole of Africa, if not Europe, because it is only through that bridge that everything east and west that that connects eastern Nigeria and western Nigeria. And as a result of lack of investment upgrade on that bridge, a lot of life has been wasted. The economic life of the eastern Nigeria, of the Biafran people, has been curtailed. In fact, I am putting it to you, to our listeners, that the federal government are purposely leaving the bridge untouched. They are doing it in order to siphon the economic development of the East. They are doing it. It's part of the, I don't want to use the marginalization, it is part of the grand plan to sit on our progress as our people. Now, you just imagine the movement that goes on that bridge every day. Now, the amount of traffic, a journey that will take you 3-4 hours, it will take you 12 hours. Then if you quantify it in financial terms, in monetary terms, in loss of economic activities, it will run into trillions of naira, or even in dollars. Because since the war, look at that. That is the only building with that type of structure standing anywhere in the world. Anyone that has seen any other one, let me know. So I am not dancing. I've read it, I've heard about it, but it is not, it doesn't make me shift anything. Even if they finish it tomorrow, there's no clapping of hand. If you do what he's supposed to do, a man is supposed to marry and the born children. If he do it, nobody's going to clap, say you have done something extraordinary.
They are not doing us any favor. We must make that abundantly clear.
At all. It is not a favor. They are doing what they're supposed to do.
Yes. So Julius Berger announcing it, and Yoruba people telling me in a newspaper that they're announcing it, second Niger Bridge. The only reason why we're bringing this up is to remind our people who are very gullible, some of our people who cannot reason properly. As you said, on the there are things called abandoned projects which litters everywhere all across the country. They can decide to put one rod in the ground and pour concrete, put one single rod in it and say this is the foundation of the second Niger Bridge, and nothing will happen for the next 90 years. So we are not holding our problem, just letting our people know that they should stop falling for such nonsense that Goodluck Jonathan is starting a new Niger. That is rubbish. If we have Biafra tomorrow, we'll build. After all, it's going into Aniocha, or Anioma, some people will prefer to call it, into Delta Igbo, some people who are misguided will also call it. These are our areas. We will build bridges to link up all our towns. After all, in every great town in the world, in every great city in the world, there's a river running between it. So that shouldn't even have been a boundary in the first place. So we are telling Goodluck Jonathan and his people, the Julius Berger people, and the entire so-called Nigerian media people, that we have outgrown such rubbish. We are not interested. If you like, go and build us a Golden Gate Bridge, the type you have in San Francisco. We are not interested in that type of crap. And we can never, ever be interested in that type of nonsense. Let us attempt to take this call, please. Doctor, stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra from Corpus Christi in Texas. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
This is Radio Biafra from Texas. Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Very loud and clear. Yes, go ahead. We can hear him, but he couldn't hear us. We recommend, we ask him to please try and call us back. That was a call from Israel. We'll ask him to please try and call us back. Doctor, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, please round up for us so we can take other calls. Please go ahead.
Having touched on Niger Bridge, about Dan Juma, you see, obviously, most of the time we try to analyze, try to read beyond the headline of what is happening. Dan Juma is a senior the citizen. Okay, let me give him that, if you like, call it accolade. He is a senior citizen, a former butcher of the Biafran people, a former defense minister, the person who have been at the helm of affairs of Nigeria since the war. Now, he has been in a position to influence what is happening, but he did not do it. He is busy laying foundation for his own personal empire, which have meant that he has acquired so much money that he don't know what to do. And that is the same thing his fellow butcher, his second in command butcher, or the first command commander of the butcher of Biafran people, Gowon. As far back as the 70s, a few years after the war, this idiot, no apologies, this idiot had the God to come to the world to tell the world that they've gotten so much money, they don't know what to do. And this is a period immediately after the Civil War, when the whole of the...
Doctor, can you hear me?
Doctor, will come and tell you that they've got enough money, they don't know what to do with it. Now, Dan Juma has also accumulated money so much. Hello?
Yes, we can go ahead. Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
So, Dan Juma has also accumulated so much money through his bunkering, through his oil block.
I think we are losing you, Doctor. We are losing you. Please do try and call us back. From what Doctor have said, please, Moses, how do you come into this? What do you have to say? Please go ahead.
Actually, Dan Juma, everybody knows that he's the one that killed Akeyi Orunsi. He is a very, very bad person to the Biafran people. He's not relevant as far as the Igbos and all their Biafran brothers are concerned. If I had my chances, get my hand on Danjuma alone, I would have dealt him the same blow he did to Akeyi Ronsi. But unfortunately, I don't have that opportunity. That being said, all the Biafrans, all the Igbos, must know who their friends are. Danjuma is not one of them. Even though so far himself and his brother go on, we haven't really gotten them, taken them to the UN. All of us know that the genocide committed in Rwanda is nowhere close to what happened in Biafra. And Danjuma and Gowon knows what they did during the Biafran War. So their time is coming when we'll raise this up with the UN and they'll get their due.
Yes. We must also announce, because I don't know if a lot of people are finding it difficult to get hold of us this very time, that the number to call is +1 404 7898 796. This is roughly 24 minutes to 2 p.m. isn't it? Here in Corpus Christi in Texas, which is 2-8 in London and also in Biafraland. The number once again is +1 404 7898 796. That is the number to call if you wish to join our interactive session, or you can also call us via Skype using Radio Biafra. If you add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list, that should be able to make it far more easier for us. We are going to be in Corpus Christi for a couple of days, where our brother, you've been listening to his voice, Mrs. Wigwe, is hosting us, and hosting us excellently well. From here, we'll be moving down to Houston in Texas. From Houston, we'll then return to Dallas, also in Texas, before proceeding to Las Vegas. We are not going to Las Vegas to go and gamble. We are going to Las Vegas to go and preach the gospel of the restoration of Biafra. From there, we'll then proceed to San Francisco in California. And from there, hopefully, to New York. From New York to Toronto in Canada, from there to Baltimore. We're going to Baltimore, Maryland. Is it? Which one is Maryland in Baltimore, or Baltimore is in Maryland?
Baltimore is
in Maryland. We'll go to Baltimore in Maryland. From there, we will go to Toronto in Canada, and then return to Chicago. That is what we intend to do. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please, this evening. Hello? The caller on...
Hello, Nende.
Yes, this is Radio Biafra. We are live on air from Corpus Christi in Texas. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
This is Nnamdi. We are broadcasting live from Corpus Christi. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, Nnamdi. I heard that you are an American. I just thank God that you go successful.
Yes.
Understand?
Thank you very
Amaka
much.
Amaka from Israel.
Amaka from Israel, that co-hosted some programs with me in Israel. Thank you very much. Radio Biafra is broadcasting live from Corpus Christi in Texas in the United States. We left Atlanta yesterday. We left Atlanta. We are in Texas now, broadcasting to the whole world. So how are you people doing in Israel, please?
We are fantastic anyway. We are fine.
That is, I hope the spirit of unity and oneness is still going ahead. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful. That is wonderful. Please extend the regards of Radio Biafra to all our brethren in Israel. We are counting on you people for spiritual guidance. Make sure you people go to pray at the Western Wall in Jerusalem once in a while, as was promised a while ago, so that the blessing of God will continue to be upon us and upon our people.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah. I need something that I need to send more to from, you know, on behalf of my Biafra people. Understand? So, are you giving me how to send anything, you know, at least a little money anyway, contribute my Biafra people.
Okay, that is wonderful. So the people now, we are very happy to hear the people now in Israel are ready, and you want to offer help to Radio Biafra. You will be contacted after this program. Once we finish our program, somebody will contact you to give you that direction. We are saying this evening, please, if Carol Monday is listening, if Uche Mefo, of course they are listening, not if they are listening, and also Dr. Gambatu, please try and make contact with our sister Amaka, who is calling from Israel, that the Israel people are ready and the whole world is hearing it. We are here in Corpus Christi, which means the body of Christ. So it is appropriate that people from Israel are calling, because there's a connection between Christ and Israel. Some people don't know that Jesus Christ is actually a Jew. Thank you very much. Somebody will be in touch with you very, very shortly. Thank you very, very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We also have people calling. Please, if you call us, do try to be patient, especially on Skype. We will get back to you. If there is a problem, if there is a slight delay between connecting you and them, you speaking, please try to persevere. There is nothing wrong. Stay where you are. We'll come to you. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Cam.
Good evening. This is Radio Biafra from Corpus Christi in Texas in the United States. Please go ahead.
Wow, that is very good. I'm Chukwu Mezike, calling from Paris.
From Paris, in France. Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was the one that called one time to ask of how I'm going to use my phone to listen. It's okay now. I'm following you.
Thank you.
What your people are doing.
Thank you very much.
I want to comment on the Niger Bridge.
Yes.
You see, I don't know why and when our people will understand that these people have been playing out for a long time. You know, we don't in Nigeria, we don't have a history. There's no place you can go that you will say that these are history of this and this and that. We have a lot of problems. These people have been playing with Nigeria, these Zulu people, they've been playing with Biafran's intelligence in all angles of this, whatever you call it, about human being. They know what they are doing. People, I see on Facebook, people used to comment on the Niger Bridge. How long does it take to build a bridge? How long does it take to build a bridge? That I live in Onitsha. I live in Onitsha. I grew up in Onitsha. I went to school in Onitsha. To build a bridge we don't take a government 1 year to build a bridge. How many bridges are in Lagos? People don't know. Our people don't know. They are clapping. Some on Facebook, they are saying things, giving applause to Jonathan. Not knowing that is another game to tie Igbos. Igbos are different and here clapping. You forgot that the bridge is not good luck that started it. It has been there for a long time. Now you have come up again because they will not put it in place to build a bridge. Julius Berger has been in Nigeria for a long time. Julius Berger is also playing games with the politicians. Because Julius Berger is not an African company, he's an European company. They know what they are doing. For Julius Berger to build something here in Europe. First of all, once everything passed from the government, they put the samples of what they are going to build, how it's going to look like.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening to you. I don't know if your alarm went off where you were, but go ahead. We are listening. We are very, very resolute and very patient people. We understand. Go ahead. We are listening. The whole world is listening to you. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you so much. So, it's look about the beggars, they know what they are doing. They know what they are doing. Now they do it with the government. They know very well what they are doing. For them to do bridges in Europe,
please put a brother, stay where you are, please. Let us try and take this call. It's very, very important that we are welcoming the barrister and the lead attorney for the indigenous people of Biafra. The man who is representing Biafra in a court of law in Nigeria, the man who is adversarially confronting Nigeria where it matters, using legal argument, reason, and common sense, please, we have Barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesiri the lead counsel for the people of Biafra, on the line with us. Please, we are welcome to this program coming to you this evening and to the entire world from Corpus Christi in Texas, in the United States. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you, Nambe. Yes, I'm calling from Nigeria, specifically from Biafra land. Today was the day we went to court for the ruling on the motion on notice, which the defendant brought, challenging the order the court made, amending the name, the New Human Rights Initiative, by adding the word incorporated for speed of, and then challenging and asking the court to strike out the case. And today was the day for the ruling of that motion. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. We are listening patiently. Today was the ruling on the two motions that the Nigerian side brought against us. One is on the technicality based on the amendment made by Bilie Human Rights Initiative representing the indigenous people of Biafra, where incorporated trustees was previously missing and we have now added it. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is it. So our argument was that it was a mere technicality, a mere omission, which was not a substance of the case.
Yes.
So on the one part, the judge agreed with us, and on one part he said yes, the amendment was in order, but on the other part he said that the amendment did not cover than an area where it was mentioned. The name, the UN Human Rights Initiative, was mentioned both in the top and the top end, the first page of the suit, as well as inside.
Yes.
That because the one inside was not corrected also, but the one on the outside was corrected, therefore he will now rule against us on that technicality. You see? So, at the moment, what he did was to strike out the case because that amendment incorporated trustees of that omission, which was amended on the front cover, the title of the suit. That omission was not amended in the inside. So, therefore, Nigeria does not have defense to the substantive issues in dispute. So they are just holding on to the omissions of words in the words in the name of the name of the organization, incorporated for peace of the New Human Rights Initiative.
So
at the moment, when a matter is at this stage, the parties have an option because there is not a final decision. If it is a final decision, you will appeal. But it is not a final decision, it is just like this, ordinary on technical ground. All you need to do is amend that particular page and then continue with your case.
Okay, so because incorporated trustees of is the phrase missing.
Of.
Yes, let us get this clear because our listeners are all over the world waiting for your voice, waiting to hear what you have to say regarding this case this evening. And we're reporting it live on Radio Biafra from here in Texas that because of the omission of incorporated trustees of in where Bilie was mentioned in the substantive suit itself inside the pages, the judge is striking out. Is he striking off the entire case, or is he asking us to go and amend it and come back and add that thing and come back?
No. When a matter is struck out, what you need to do is to amend your bill and come back. So it is up to you. If the Biafrans want to file their suit again tomorrow, they are free to do so. So a matter that is struck out, it's not a final decision. Yeah, if it is a final decision, you go on appeal. But if it's just struck out because of an error, a minor omission, a technical point, like an omitted word, all you need to do is amend it and then refile your action. So, and continue with your case.
Okay, so we are going to make that amendment and refile the case. Is that correct?
That's all. You continue with your case.
Okay, so the case is continuing. what they have asked us in layperson's terms, because some of you lawyers, the way you present things, so we have to put it in the layperson's language, so some of us who are not legally inclined can understand it. What you're saying is that they have asked us to go and make an amendment in the case and resubmit it.
That is what a striking out means.
Okay.
And if it's a dismissal, what you do is, if it's a dismissal, what you do is to go on appeal.
Uh-huh. You know our people, sometimes when you criticize somebody, they say you're attacking the person. So when we say, if we carry the headline that the case was struck out, people will start committing suicide all over the place. They will think we are finished. So we need to explain it to them that striking out does not mean we have lost the case. We have not. They ask us to go back to the typist and add something that will use TPEX and TPEX something out and type in something else. That's all they need from us. Yes?
That's all.
Absolutely.
That's all. It's a very simple thing. That's all.
Okay.
Even though we had expected that like it is all over the world, technical omissions in words and they don't really matter in law now, even in England and Wales, in other countries where omitted words, simple English or some omissions, they don't matter, they don't affect the substance of the case, the main issues in disputes. These are the things that the courts all over the world look at now. They look at the main issues in disputes. But, there are some judges who may want you to make sure that even every I or every T is crossed and so on. Those little errors, they hold on to them, but that is still okay. We will now make the necessary amendment and then continue with the case.
Okay, that is wonderful. How about the turnout today in court? People will want to know what the turnout is like. What is it like today in court? What's the turnout like in court?
It was wonderful. Let me start with the Council of Elders. The Council of Elders were adequately represented. His Royal Majesty, Honorable Justice Ezezobu, the Chairman of the Council of Elders, was present. His deputy, Dr. Dozie Ikedife, was also present.
That's good.
His Royal Majesty, Igwe Anichebe, was also present. His Royal Majesty, Igwe Nnachetam, was also present. And so many highnesses and the Royal Majesty, so many of them, and many other elders of Biafra land were also in court. So, and they addressed the people of Biafra, and one thing has been established, that the Biafras now have a government of indigenous people of Biafra, under customary law. So that government is headed by the Council of Elders, and the Council of Elders addressed the people, and the people were very happy. And they emphasized the order that they had given, the order that they gave and announced it on air, where Dr. Ikebife made the broadcast. It is a directive that all Biafrans who are agitating for independence of Biafra must come under the protection of the Council of Elders. Because you must speak with one voice, and the Council of Elders is now the legitimate government of indigenous people of Biafra under the Nigerian Constitution, under customary law.
Yes.
So every Biafra must be under authority. You must submit. You must be obedient to the Council of Elders.
That is correct.
So it is clear, at least Biafra have attained one. In fact, it is something, an achievement that this time, in the history of the struggle, the Biafrans have got a legitimate government of indigenous people of Biafra. The only limitation is that it is not sovereign. It is not sovereign government. But it is still a government of a people, able to organize the people together and control the people, guide the people, lead the people, and advise the people for the way forward. It is still a government, even though it is not sovereign.
Okay. The question that some people are asking, especially Carol Monday writing or messaging on Facebook, is saying is it possible when next we file this case that we take Typrat and Tipex with us? Any problem they have, we Tipex it out and type it there and then and give it to them?
Don't worry yourself. That's not a problem.
Okay. That is wonderful. Yeah. We are very grateful for the work that all of you are doing. You'll be returning to England in the coming days, I am sure. Throwing and throwing all over the place. There are people in America here. We are holding down 25 jobs. There are 24 hours in a day. Some of them have 25 jobs. But some of us are dedicated to this struggle, fighting for the restoration of our pride and dignity as a people, of which you are leading excellently well and very formidably on the legal front. We cannot thank you enough for the work that you're doing. We are indebted to you. We all owe you a debt of gratitude for the work, your selfless sacrifice and devotion to this struggle. And as they say, the reward is not even here on this earth. It's perhaps in heaven, because the work that you're doing, the only person who could possibly reward you is the Almighty God himself. Because if you look upon some of our people to reward you, you might end up highly disappointed. So we are asking you to be of courage and be of good mind and be of good health, that we are with you all the way through.
Thank you very much. I know that this is just the beginning of the struggle. Remember that all we wanted is to satisfy the requirements of international law. International law says any people that want independence must start from their home jurisdiction.
That's correct.
And if they are denied justice, then they can come to international court of justice. So we still have options. Even if we want to go out from Nigeria, we go out from Nigeria. But then we have not exhausted the option. Nigeria has not rejected us. All the court is saying that they want the amendment to be made. So yes, even though we cannot say, okay, Nigeria has decided to deny us justice, and we now go to international court and file it, I think it is too early now. We have started this case started only 6 months ago in January. It was in January that this case was mentioned, and this is June, only 6 months.
Yes.
But remember that Cameroon was in court for 20 years battling with Nigeria over Bakassi. And it took them 20 years to win. They won after 20 years of mega battle over Bakassi.
Yes.
So they have started only 6 months ago, only in January that the case started. And I don't think this is just the starting point. We're just starting. Assuming that the people who started Biafra agitation in 1999, we went through with them the mega method. Assuming they engaged the using the mega method, they engaged Nigeria using the mega method. Maybe by now it would have been over. But we just started 6 months ago. So we shouldn't even complain yet. We still have a long way to go. Suppose we go ahead and a ruling is given, or not a ruling, a judgment in the substantive suit, and then we need to appeal. Either we appeal or Nigeria will appeal. Remember, when the main suit is looked into, the main issue in dispute, what the judge will deliver is a judgment, which may be either for us or against us, either for Nigeria or against Nigeria. But any party that is not satisfied will appeal. Maybe go to court of appeal, from there to Supreme Court. So we have not even started. We are just laying foundation. So nothing has gone wrong at all. In fact, this case has even sensitized Biafra. For the first time, we now have a government of indigenous people of Biafra. Our head has came out and stood behind the Biafra. So we are the Biafra, we are the leaders of Biafra, who are in court. So we have achieved enough now. This is just a foundation we have laid. And we are moving forward.
Thank you very much. What they want to know is, do we have a date for the next hearing? People are asking, do we have a date for the next hearing of this court case?
They'll be formed.
Okay.
They'll be formed of every progress, everything about the case, they'll be formed.
Okay, that is wonderful. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We are very, very grateful to you once again. And on behalf of the entire Biafran family listening to Radio Biafra this evening, or those who will even download and listen to it later on, we are very grateful to you and the entire legal team fighting for us on that very front. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, that's as we've all heard. Moses, what do you have to say? You've been taking quite a lot. I'm sure Chidera has something to say as well.
Right. The Honorable Barrister Emeka Ofinsirim, he's an excellent representative of the Biafran people. What he said, he hit the nail on the head. If I had the opportunity to ask him a question, I would ask him if it was possible to move to the next stage without going back to the court.
No, let's take this call. No, it's not possible. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra from Corpus Christi in Texas. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Wabezo KK. I'm calling from the Republic of Ireland.
Wabezo KK from the Republic of Ireland, and this is Radio Biafra from Texas. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just want to congratulate you people for the job you are doing. I was very happy when I had when I was informed about the Radio Biafra. So I said I must call to congratulate you people for the good job you are doing, especially Nan Dekaro, because it's not easy. You know, for somebody to sacrifice a lot, leaving everything around, just for the sake of the Biafra. I'm very, very happy.
Thank you
very
much.
I'm very, very happy. I'm from Ogidi. I'm just this Kengu Brodike from Chinua Achebe.
Okay, you're from Ogidi. Oh, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. From Achebe's own hometown. That is very good.
Kengu Brodike.
Yes. So we are very happy to have you. What we want, my brother in Ireland,
very, very much.
You are welcome. What we want to do is, following what Barrister Emeka Adolph Emekesiri said, every Biafran, wherever you are on this planet, be it, you know, today, yesterday, or from 10, 15 years ago, if you identify yourself as a Biafran, you should come under the authority and the guardianship of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. We have a de facto government enshrined in the Constitution of Nigeria by virtue of the fact that we are seeking to deploy customary laws as a way of governing our people. So we can have a Biafra. In fact, we have a de facto Biafran government as we speak, headed by His Royal Majesty, Honorable Justice Ezeozobo, retired. So we have a government. So we are asking people to, there are two ways to do this. Please, everybody should go and register and be a part of what Radio Biafra is doing, which automatically entitles you to become a Bilie Human Rights Initiative member. Bilie, if you are in Nigeria, you go to 90 Wedru Road, where outside that territory, you please contact Radio Biafra, go and volunteer, go to the Facebook and join us. Register as a Biafran, as thousands upon thousands of people have done already, so we can move together as one. Thank you very much for calling from Ireland. Yes.
Yes, I've already registered on Facebook.
Thank you very
much. I'm following up with the events, you know.
That is very good. And also bring your friends with you. If you're with us on Facebook, invite your friends also, because the more people hear about Radio Biafra, the more people hear about the word Biafra, the more the news will continue to propagate, because the deficiency we're experiencing in America is this. Everybody in America is saying, oh, we've not heard about this. The more you bring your friends onto our Facebook platform, the better for Biafra. The name Biafra will be all over the place. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Yes, very dedicated. Yes, doctor, please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm on call, but I'm listening to Radio Biafra because it's like my body and soul, you know.
Yes.
Every day I don't listen to you, I feel sick. Well, I will start by saying that I think Mr. Nnamdi Kanu is a wonderful man. I wonder where you derive your energy from, traveling from one place to the other, starting the next day immediately.
Yes.
It is unbelievable.
Is the hamburger. Is the hamburger here. It's very big. The hamburger here is very, very big.
That's very good. So, I'm happy for, I mean, the way God is giving you all the strength to
thank you.
Ac- accomplish all this. And I'm also thankful to our brothers who are in the studio with you tonight at Corpus Christi in Texas, the United States. I would start by making one particular point. The first, one of the persons sitting here with you said, called you doctor, and you corrected him. That's okay, but I want to say that when I listen to your eloquence, your intelligence, there was a day you were talking on HIV. I am a doctor. I expected learning something from you. And I think that by the time we get our Biafra, we shall honor you with one of the highest doctor of letters the world has ever known. And that is what we shall do for you. So that is by the way. Then the other thing is with regard to the court case today, I think this is a very big victory. The fact that the Nigerian government is attending the case, whether they are striking it off or not, does not mean anything to me as well as I'm concerned. This is a very big, big victory.
Yes.
And Nigeria, in its usual way, you know that that's their style. Everything in Nigeria is mago-mago. You know, come and see America wonder. So their courts are not different. I don't even expect anything to come out of the court, no matter how the judge that is presiding over the case
yes.
would pretend to be listening. The end result is that at the end, we shall lose at the High Court. But the important thing is the fact that we have our vision set to get to the Hague, whichever, the highest court in the world. That is where we are going to. I would use this opportunity to please advise you also to tell Mekadov, the city who is the solicitor and the attorney representing the lead counsel for the Biafran lawyers, and he has to be very careful in his movement in Nigeria
yes.
because that country is, in fact, we call it zoo, but some people have said that the zoo is even more organized. They can do anything to frustrate this case.
That's so correct.
It is very, very important that he has to be careful where he goes and where, how he shows his face. They can do anything in Nigeria. And nothing will come out of it because the country is in shambles, you know, and it's collapsing. It's a failed state, we all know, and so on. And when I was listening to the broadcast yesterday, I didn't call in, and I wanted to make some suggestions that I also had in my own mind. When I went to church last two Sundays, I was thinking about exactly what one of our brothers said about giving money to the church to pray for the survival of Biafra from Nigeria and so on. And I think it's something that we should encourage all our listeners, all Biafras everywhere in the world, to start practicing. By so doing, every people, whether people that are Biafras or not, who know that we are actually suffering in that zoo called Nigeria. These are my humble suggestions and opinion.
Thank you very much, Doctor. We are very grateful. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name where you are, please. Hello? The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please. Can you give us your name and where you are? The caller on the phone, turn your system down. What is your name and where are you, please? They are not following us. It's unfortunate, but we'll ask them to please call back. You can also reach us via Skype. Our Skype is simply by adding Radio Biafra to your contact list. Radio Biafra to your contact list. You should be able to join us. Chile, I don't know if anything has caught your eye yet, but before we go to you, let us try and take this call, please. If you call us on Skype, please do bear with us. It is connecting and it will connect eventually. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. No, we are missing them. We are missing them. We want them to please come back. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone.
Okay, my name is Patrick. I'm calling from China.
Patrick Ezebuka from China. This is Radio Biafra broadcasting live from Corpus Christi in Texas, United States. The whole world is hearing your voice. Go ahead, please.
All right, thank you very much. I want to commend our attorney who is in Nigeria, soliciting for us. Yes. I thank God for his life, that God will bless him, and God will give him, God will see him through in all that he's doing.
Yes.
Ask this question. I want to know, is it only Igbos are looking for this Biafra? Because I know we have other brothers in other part of the eastern region that are also Biafra.
No, it is.
But
not.
I have not heard from them.
No, you will not. Hello? Hear from. Yes, there are other people. If you have been following Radio Biafra, you would have heard from them. The leader of Radio Biafra Consultative Council in Morocco is from River State. There are other people. We are asking the caller on Skype to wait, please. Lawrence Obi on Skype should wait. Wait where you are. Do not disengage. Stay where you are. The caller on Skype will come to you in a minute. The caller on Skype should please wait. What I'm telling you, my brother calling from China, is this. There are a lot of people. If you had been in court today, you would have seen that one of the largest contingents is the contingent from Akwa Ibom. We have a lot of people. They may not be making a lot of noise, but we have them. We don't want to run the new Biafra restoration agitation based on what you read in the newspapers. We want to run it based on truth and honesty, that they are coming with us. That I can tell you. We have said it before and we say it again. We are going with our people all the way from a banquet to a pobo. We are not leaving anyone behind unless they wish to stay behind. That's what we are saying. So thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you. That is our caller, a brother of ours from China. Let us go to Skype. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Lawrence Chukwumaezeobi.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Germany, Cologne, Germany.
From Cologne in Germany, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
I thank you so much for your initiatives. I thank you so much for your effort. The Almighty God will continue to lead you for this struggle.
Amen.
Actually, I want to say is that our case now is in court. And we know the court procedures in Nigeria, and it will never go free. They may always want to take us so long that we, at the end, we may lose our mind. What I'm advising is that we have to take this course as quickly as possible. At the end, I know that we are going to end up in hell, so that we have to hurry up, so that they will not take us so long. Thank you so much.
And thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very much. That was our brother. He is calling from Cologne. Let us go and take this call now. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are, please.
This is Castro Nkume.
Castro.
Calling from Israel.
Castro Nkume.
Yeah.
Israel. You gave me a very wonderful book as a gift when I came to Israel. I have been so fascinated by the book. And it has taught me a lot of things which I am not even at liberty to say on the air. But let me assure you that what I read from the book is going to guide us towards getting Biafra as quickly as possible. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra from Corpus Christi here in Texas, United States. Go ahead.
Yes.
We are here. The whole world is hearing you. Please go ahead and speak. The world is hearing you.
Last time you came to Israel, and I told you this is our fight. We fight it with intelligence.
Yes.
It's not only fighting it with court. We will, like what I told you, we have to go underground. because we are fighting with our father. I know that they are, we are more smarter than them. We can devise and this to neutralize them, to get problems inside them. Because they are smarter than them. We will get problems inside them. On their own, they will tell us we didn't wish to go. That was why I gave you that book. What we said, what is going on air. And my other question is this. I want to know if the Council of Elders, if they have office.
We are trying to establish an office for them, and it is the duty of our brothers in Sweden, in the what is called the Nordic countries, in Sweden and in Norway, to make sure that they, and in Denmark, to make sure that they are going to fund the office of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. That office will be funded by the people in Denmark, in Norway and in Sweden. They will contribute money to fund that office. That is the assignment. Our Council of Elders need an office. Biafra has a functioning government. We need to give our government a befitting office, both in Owerri and in Enugu. They must have a liaison office in Owerri. Our capital remains Enugu for the time being until we change it by unanimous agreement. So we need an office in Enugu for our Council of Elders, for the government of Biafra to take shape under the Constitution of Nigeria, all legal. We are going to do that. And it is up to our people in the Nordic countries, led by our sister Ngozi, to make sure that that is put in place as quickly as possible. So we are planning for it.
Okay, it's very, very important. You know what I mean?
Yes, of course we do. It's very, very important. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That is our brother from Israel. He gave me a very fascinating book. I'll take this call, please, and most of them now come to you. And Chidera is still hiding. We still want her. We are. She's learning. One day she'll be able to host women's program from here in the United States. We are very, very hopeful. This is Radio Biafra. You're through to us today. We are coming to you via Corpus Christi in Texas. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Oyeka Chukwu Zemba.
Yes.
I hope I'm the right. Okay, good. My name is Oyeka Chukwu Zemba. I'm calling from Germany. From Rottenburg, Germany.
Rottenburg, yeah. In Germany, please go ahead. We have not given Germany any assignment yet. Your assignment is coming. The Nordic countries will give us the council. Our Council of Elders must be housed in a proper office, both in Enugu and in Owerri. Germany, your own assignment is coming. Malaysia is buying us a printing press. Australia is coordinating with the United States, some of them in the US, that is, to get us a transmitter. The rest of the United States and Canada will give us a satellite link. We want to be the biggest news media outfit known to man, and we're going to make it because we are Biafrans. The assignment for Germany is coming because Germany is so big. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening.
Well, okay, man. I just want to thank you really for the great job you are doing. Really, if it's Germany, they will call you German. This is a Biafran machine, I will call you really. Like this is a German machine. You are not a Biafran machine, really, because I don't think it's written on my under normal circumstances. No human being can be running like this without rest, really. This show that God is really with God is really with you. The hand of God is working.
Thank you.
Anybody that doubts it really should see it in you. It's not normal. Nobody can do it. Even only my for me to go to work and come back, I'm already finished. To those of you keeping us busy online every day, really is great. It takes spiritual power to do this, and that is Jesus on your side. Yeah. I really thank you, and I pray that God will always strengthen you, more grace to your efforts. And I want to comment in our court case today. I'm too happy to hear even that Nigeria has even a court to strike. this is really great that it's a recognition.
Yes,
that's something they strike. At least there should be to be in the news that there was a court we attended, and Nigeria attended today, and it was in their favor today that it was strike, but it's not finished anyway. But they are still hoping that we are coming back. They know that the real thing will be. So it's really big achievement. Anybody that really see it as achievement really don't know what it is, what's all about. Nigeria is like Britain. Nigeria is Britain. We're fighting, we're asking for independence from British.
That is correct.
That is what it is. So there is no stress call as we call Nigeria. It's a big power we have in the court, in their own.
That is correct. That is very, very correct. You're right. You are absolutely right. It's Nigeria we're asking for independence. Not even, it's from Britain, not even Nigeria. We're asking for Britain to Nigeria, of course. Nigeria. I agree.
Then, so that is I really am very, I'm very, very happy. And like what you have just given, the taxes you have given countries, where I hope our people will see this hand writing on the wall and know that it's really this time or never.
Thank you very much.
God have shown us the really clear picture where to go. If we now deviate from the right way, not to another way, it's no longer no wrong fault. It's not our own fault. We have now choose who to serve. Jesus said, "For me and my family will serve the living God." Now it's a question mark on Nigeria, on the Biafran people. Where do you belong? Make your own choice now. And I believe strongly that for me and my family, Onyekashuku Ezemba from Amoka, Ihiala local government, Anambra State, Ezemba, follow Biafra, we are Biafra, proudly to say it on the line and to the whole world to know that I and my family Ezemba are Biafra, and we are proud of being Biafra, being represented by the indigenous elders of Biafra.
That is correct.
So I'm too proud to say it, and I thank you people so much. I thank our elders so much for coming out to represent us. If they can come out to represent us for getting their own personal polluted interests of our politics, their own pocket, forgetting their own pocket, what they will get, and come out to stand for their people. Who am I that I cannot proudly say I am a Biafra?
That means
I need a doctor if I cannot come out proudly and say I'm a Biafra. Whatever there will be a German tax, I hope when it will come, we will receive it in a good faith. I pray that God will be with us to do something for our nation. Thank you very much, Nandi. We appreciate you so greatly.
Thank you very much, my brother. We are very, very grateful. Yes, at last, something is happening. This one that Chidera has something to say. She wants to talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, adding to what the last caller just said, like, I'm really so amazed with the caliber of people that are representing us in the courts or the royal majesties. I'm really very grateful to them. If they can come out openly to represent us, I mean, who am I not to say I'm a Biafran? I'm very proud to be a Biafran. Also, I don't remember the person, but it had to do with giving Nnamdi an honorary title. I quite agree with that, because that day he was talking about HIV. I was so shocked, because all through my stay in medical school and all the biochemistry of HIV that I did, I never knew that the virus goes to the eye, to the retina, to study the system before it starts attacking. I didn't know that.
So, that's what it does.
That was what I wanted to add.
Yeah, thank you very, very much. Things are looking up. I'll go to Moses in a short while. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, my dear sister. Give us your name and where you are, please.
This is Anne Agubata.
Mrs. Anne Agubata, where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Dubai. I reside in Kaduna, Nigeria, but presently I'm in Dubai.
You're in Dubai. That is. Are you listening to Radio Biafra at this time of the night in Dubai?
No. I'm even hearing it for the first time, and I'm very, very glad.
Thank you.
I believe that God that created my Biafrans will really see us through, because we have been enslaved for long. And as long as our people have started saying something, I'm praying that everybody should come out. Nobody should sabotage this opportunity, so that God will surely see us through. On our own, you people don't want us to do anything, but prayerfully, we are behind the people. We are behind all our husbands and whatever people are doing. And especially, God has said we must possess our position. This is the moment that we Biafrans will possess our position, and we must surely get it. We have suffered a lot. Usually, most of us that are in the north, we have really suffered a lot. And I pray that God will surely stand on our side to see us through. Because we are tired of what these people are doing. They are really messing up. and they think that the owner of this everything, but God will surely see us through to give us that which belongs to us. The promised land belongs to us, and it is ours, no doubt about it. And that is Biafra, and I'm proud to be a Biafran.
Thank you very, very much, my dear sister. The tide is turning, even as Chidera managed to speak today on air without being prompted, which shows that things are improving. Even now, you're calling. You are living in Kaduna, a businesswoman. And for you to travel to Dubai to go and do business, that means you are comfortable in Kaduna. You are not a riffraff in Kaduna chasing contracts. You are coming to Dubai to come and do business. That means you are at least a middle-class person, the way they say it over here. If you can support Biafra, why can't other people do the same thing? There is something you said about our women, and I will tell you this now. I've said it before. I would prefer this Biafran struggle to be led by a woman. I will give her my support 100%, because anytime Igbo women come out to do anything they said their hearts to do, they always do it. Anything they said they're going to do, they always do it. It is us men who are prevaricating all the time, wasting time and selling out. Our women are very, very formidable, and I cannot begin to explain to you my regard and my respect for them. We are very grateful for your call. Convince your husband when you go back home. Tell your husband to tell his friends. Go and tell your friends also to tell their husbands. Tell them to come and join us in what we are doing. Ask them to please listen to Radio Biafra. Join Bilio Human Rights Initiative, that we may be free as a people. Thank you for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you. I will do that. I will do that. When I reach Kaduna, I will do that, because this is my first time of hearing it. I will do
Thank
that.
You. Eve, stay on the line.
Even I'll be anytime, yes, anytime you people are going to court. You understand?
Yes.
Let us hear so that we'll book mass and pray. Everything will continue to be on our favor forever in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your call from Dubai this evening. If we are coming to you next, that this is Radio Biafra, we are very grateful for that call. If you are calling us, please do be patient. We are here. Moses is taking good care of us. We are not going anywhere. And this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Eve, and I'm calling from Norway.
Eve from Norway, you are welcome to Radio Biafra, worldwide transmission from Corpus Christi in Texas. What would you like to say, please?
First and foremost, I just want to acknowledge the efforts that every Biafran, or most of, especially you guys, are doing. You know, the God will immensely bless you. And this thing really started from our fathers, our grandfathers. They fought for our nation, and it's just as though their efforts have been, you know, just left dormant, you know. And I'm really glad for this, because those that died during the war, their spirits, wherever they are, I know they will be smiling at us and at the efforts that you guys are making. So God bless you. And like I said, I'm coming from Norway, and you said something about, you know, people living in Norway, Denmark, and Sweden, that they need to provide an office.
Yes.
I'm not really sure who to turn to, because I'm really ready to participate. But I don't even know, you know, where to go, or if they're having meetings here in Scandinavia. I really don't know who to talk to, you know.
Now, Eve, what I can tell you now is that the same way that our sister single-handedly and with the help of the husband and other people built up our presence in Sweden, we would like you to do the same thing. We have people in Norway, we must say that. What we are going to do is to connect you to your own Biafran brothers and sisters in Norway, that all of you may begin to speak and talk as one. Our assignment to you people is not going to shake. We have a legitimate and a properly constituted government under Nigerian law. Nothing stops you from answering a Biafran citizen, even today in Nigeria. We have broken that spell in the court of law in Nigeria. We have established it as a legal precedent that we can have our own government. It is the duty of all of you in the Scandinavian countries to ensure that our Council of Elders, led by His Royal Majesty, Honorable Justice Ezra Zobo, retired, that they can have an office to go to in Enugu. They can have an office to go to in Owerri. That is your assignment as a people. We are going to put you in touch with your people in Scandinavia, so people can get together and start working immediately.
Okay.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Please do not despair if you're trying to get us and you can't get through. We are going to run another program this evening. We are instructing the members of the editorial board of Radio Biafra, Dr. Egemba Mwada Machi Opara, Barrister Mamezu Uche Mefo, also Carol Monde, to please make sure you disseminate information that Radio Biafra will be on air again at 12 midnight. 12 midnight London time. We are coming back with a Corpus Christi special dedicated to the people of this very brilliant city and also Biafrans in the United States, because by then it will be evening time here. A lot of people are working, they're at work. We are broadcasting from Corpus Christi. Of course, we are in Corpus Christi. Please tell people to announce it on Facebook, on whatever platform you can, that Radio Biafra from now onwards will be running twice daily. We'll be running two programs every evening to some people, but daily here in the United States. We'll run one in the afternoon and we'll do another one in the evening as well, to take care of those who may have gone to work. They have to work really hard in this part of the world. If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you here from the United States. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, and I have with me in the studio Chidera Akabo and also our brother Moses Nwigwe. We are here to serve you in truth and honesty, because that is what Biafra is all about. Radio Biafra is about the restoration, we must say. Nobody should use the word actualization anymore, because you actualize what has never previously existed. We are talking about restoration of Biafra, because Biafra existed as a geopolitical entity 500 years before Nigeria came into existence. It is not good for us to practice Alotabo Atufu Agadi. We are older than Nigeria, and Nigeria should be obedient to us. We are not going to drive away our people, drive away our heritage, drive away our culture because of the nonsense entity called Nigeria confusing us on a daily basis. Yes, Chira, what do you say?
Yeah, with what you said, that the Biafran government has been legally established and nothing stops us from answering Biafrans. So is it a good idea to write it on Facebook for people to know, because there are so many of us that are still scared of answering, because the more we answer it and say it proudly, the nearer we are to restoring it.
Yes, I agree completely with you. We want to put it on Facebook, those who are listening. I know that George Agogo is listening.
I already put it on mine.
You have put it on yours. Put it on Radio Biafra London Facebook group page, or page, and also at the group as well, please. It's very important. We explain to them that we have a government. We have a government. People must know that, legally constituted. We want to tell Nigeria that we have intelligent people. We are very bright people because we studied very, very well. We did not study in a fake school with fake certificates. We are learned people that went to school without strike. There was running water. There was electricity to study. In fact, you couldn't believe it. Even as a student, they gave me so much grant that I could even buy a car going to school as an undergraduate. So we are learned people. And we are coming after Nigeria. We are going to dismantle Nigeria piece by piece, using only common sense, wisdom, and intellect. Nothing more, nothing less. Nigeria will be exposed for what it is: a diseased harlot moving all over the place, killing as many people as possible. As one of our commentators, as one of our listeners said once, calling Nigeria a zoo is doing it a favor. It is a cemetery where people go to die. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name, the caller on Skype, and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype, are you there? Do we have the caller on Skype? Are you there? Or have we lost you? We may have lost him, please. We may have lost him. I must reiterate the telephone number with which you can get hold of Radio Biafra this fine afternoon from here in Corpus Christi. The number is +1 404 7898 796. I repeat, +1 404 7898 796. If you want to call us on Skype, just add Radio Biafra. And the best thing you can ever do is not to be afraid. Do not be scared. Join us on Facebook and also bring your friends with you as well. Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra from Corpus Christi here in Texas. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, your
this
name?
Martin.
Martin, where are you calling from?
Martin Anusiem.
Martin Anusiem.
Yeah, calling. Yes, calling from Atlanta,
from
Georgia.
From Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Where the whole world is listening to you. Martin was our host in Atlanta. Him and Cletus did exceptionally well and made our stay worthwhile. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
All right. I want to thank you for your work, what you have done here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I want to inform you that we are following up what we started already. And we are going to do a mass email so that everybody here in the United States will be able to hear about Radio Biafra in advance, even before you come to their city. So we are working on that. I have a place to go on Saturday to an Igbo group and give them the information in their meeting. And my friend is working to get the information to IBA community in Atlanta, Georgia. So we're not going to lie down and do nothing. We're working hard to make sure that we mobilize all the people in this area. And I want to say thanks to the Human Rights Initiative and Barrister Adolf Emekesiri for the wonderful work he is doing for us in Nigeria. I expected some legal wrangling from Nigeria anyway, but we are winning this battle. At the end of the day, Nigeria must say the truth. We win this fight. We win this legal battle. So I'm happy for the work they are doing, and I want to use this opportunity to thank everybody that is listening, and our brother in the studio, you and Chidera, and all the people in Corpus Christi and Texas that are working with you to bring this to a successful conclusion. We thank you. Radio Biafra and the Biafran people are here to stay, and I will do everything in my strength and power to see the restoration of Biafra. I say thank you, my brother, for the good work.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much, my brother. We are grateful for the work that you're doing. And please, please, please use your connections and your people to inform them here in Corpus Christi that we are here, that we need all of them to please participate in our programming. Everybody is saying you should have told us, you should have told us. We recognize that. And next time we'll get it better. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. The caller.
Ono
Mwabweze. Thank you very much. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. One of my brothers just called now from Germany, Ezemba.
Yes.
I just want to let him know that I will let my number online for him to reach me. My number is 634-064-913 for my brother Ed Zemba, the one who just called.
You see,
from Germany.
You see, you see,
my village boy.
You see what Radio Biafra does. This is what Radio Biafra does: uniting people, making it possible for people to be united with genuine, truthful Biafrans. That is why we are different, because when we started, we made one thing abundantly clear. We will unite the family of genuine Biafrans, people that believes in the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty, eschewing every evil, eschewing every bad behavior that may compromise this sacred journey we have embarked upon. Biafra is a sacred calling, only the few. If you find yourself waking up with Biafra in your heart, indeed you are a blessed person. People who are filled with evil cannot understand Biafra. Yes.
So, what I want to contribute is that about 2 days' time, I'll be going to the zoo. If I come back, of August, then we'll reach Radio Biafra board to know what we here in Barcelona can do, as I told you before.
Yes,
I'm
you said
so. That pledge.
Okay,
so the next one is who we are asking, like, for us to carry a typewriter to go to the court. I want to let them know there is something they call Nigerian factor. Even in water you drink in Nigeria, there is that factor. In the court, even in the airport, just landing in the airport anywhere in that zoo,
they find the fault. They'll find a fault with you.
You just realize that there is something not normal with this place. You will get it. No matter even the rich people. You see rich people there, they are not living normal life. So that is really true, or sentence how you call it. So I just want to let all our brothers to know there is something they call the Nigerian factor. That factor is always there. Even in this court case, it's gonna be there. In anything you do, even water. If you buy bottled water there, if you open it here, it cracks three times to open. There, right, it might not even crack once to open it. You drink water, they get there.
So that's
that
great.
That factor is always there. Anybody who doesn't know this rule, she just go, just land it. Seeing the security men, you know something is wrong with this place.
That is correct.
You know? That is the Nigerian factor we are talking about. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, my brother. Oh, no, calling from Barcelona in Spain. We are very grateful. Yes, Chidera, go ahead.
Yeah, with regards with the post that Biafra is now has an established government, there are some people that are asking when it was established.
It was established before we filed the case in court. We established it as a precedent, and they wrote to us and told us there is nothing wrong with it. The same law that had allowed the northerners to have Sharia. The same law gives you the right to have what is called a customary way of life. Our custom and tradition is our indigenous identity as Biafran people. So by precedent, we have the right to do that. That is why you go to villages, you have customary court. Now what you have is a customary government, because we are educated people. We know what we are doing. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening from United Kingdom. My name is Vincent Azawana, calling from UK.
Yes, please go ahead.
Director Nandikan, I want to thank you for your work you are doing for Biafrans.
Thank you.
We thank all our brothers in the CDR and our sister Chidera. Just regarding the law case today, I want to thank the barrister that are representing us over there. But also, the question I want to ask is, like, Nigeria is using a delay tactics, towards this case. Now, what will be our stand, what is in the elders, what do they think, or what do they want us to do towards Nigeria election, towards 2015? That's what I want to know. Also, towards the transmitter, what is the stage? Because I see from my people back home, they still said they don't really hear about Biafra. They don't know about any news that is going. So I want to know what is really, the stage we are at the moment,
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I will answer both questions, and I will draw a bit of biblical inference in trying to address the first question that you asked. What will our elders say in terms of the forthcoming elections, both in Anambra State and wider Nigeria, or Nigeria at large? I will answer it the same way that our Lord Jesus Christ answered the same question when it was put to him, or something similar. He said, you give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and you give to God what is God's. You see, we don't believe in breaking the law. We are not going to break the law.
Yeah.
The matter of voting is a matter of conscience. If you want, you vote.
Yeah.
If you like, you don't have to vote. But what I'm saying very clearly and without any hesitation is this. If you vote in Nigeria, you are voting to buy your own coffin, because you will die as a result of it. The only thing that voting in Nigerian elections does is to cause more death. A lot more people will die.
Yeah.
Sometimes I ask our people, why don't you pause and think for a while? If you are fortunate that your mom and your dad is alive somewhere in the village, pick up the phone and call them. Say to them, please, Papa or Mama or Day or whatever you call them, say to them, many years ago when you people were my age, did you used to have so many people die at the same time in this village? And hear what the answer will be.
Yes.
So that tells you that there is something fundamentally wrong with the way we live our life, with the way our society is structured, with the, how we go about our business.
That well, is because the something is wrong.
Something is
know,
wrong.
Especially people that live there. You know, even like yesterday, there's a few comments. You know, there's one girl that was making a comment in Facebook, you know, saying that she doesn't support Biafra. I think people need to grow up, you know. So, you know, I think... we really need to, you know, give them the information they need, you know, because, you know, they don't know what's going on.
I will tell you.
You know, she was saying that she's quite happy with Nigeria, but, you know, I don't know what Nigeria have offered her other than debt, other than lack of electricity, other than, you know, bad road, other than hatred, you know. So I don't know. I can't really understand why, you know, they are not waking up, you know, why they're still, you know, I can't understand, to be honest with you.
What I have to tell you about that is lack of education. Now we are beginning to learn.
Yes,
nobody exactly. knew before. All the people running about talking about Biafra, 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 carrying Biafran flag, they never knew that they can establish a legitimate government using even the law. You know, in Nigeria, some of them are not very reasonable. They write laws thinking that they're dealing with monkeys who can't interpret the law. We are telling them and we are challenging them that within your own constitution, you said I can establish a Biafran government. Is there in your constitution? They said, oh, where is it? And we showed it to them. Where it is written. The same constitution that the Hausas used to establish Sharia in the north, you can use to establish customary court, customary law. Because how can you have a court without it being answerable to anybody? You have a customary court in our land. Is that correct? Who is that customary court answerable to? It should be answerable to a government. It should be answerable to a legislature. People don't understand that we have the instruments even within the flawed constitution of Nigeria to establish a legislature based on our indigenous way of life. How we want to govern. People don't understand all these things. We are now availing ourselves of all these provisions because we know how to interpret it and we know how to apply it. And coming on to the issue of transmitter, we have gone very far, but there's a long way to go, and we must explain it to our people. Buying a transmitter is one
thing.
We need to mount the transmitter. We need to buy the mast that goes with the transmitter. So to give us the 2,500 mile radius we want to cover, we want to be able to broadcast from Biafra land, and those in Morocco will be able to receive it. Those in the southern tip of both Spain and Portugal will be, in fact, within the Iberian Peninsula should be able to get it. This is what we are doing. We are not relenting. That is why we need the help of people. We have said it before. I don't want to plead on our. We are sensible people. People must know what to do. I have said it before on air. I will say it again. If you people want us to go and start committing armed robbery to steal money to buy a transmitter, we will do so. We have people who can do that comfortably well. But we don't want to do that.
I think Biafra is equal to tax. I think, you know, my brothers and sisters in diaspora all over the world, I plead you, chip in, you know, whatever you have, a pan or two pan, you know, whatever you have, do it. We can do it because that's not your moment of awful. So whatever you have, you know, we know it's difficult, but as you do, we can do this. You know, this is what I believe. You know, I also want to commend the Carol Monday. You know, she's been fantastic to be a friend. You know, I want to thank her very much, you know, for the good job she's doing, both in Facebook and everywhere. You know, Dr. Gamba, I think all the declared board of Radio Biafra, we are proud of you guys. More peace to your elbow. Peace.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we will be bringing the program to an end in the next few minutes, around about in the next 12 minutes or thereabout. You've been listening to us coming to you from Corpus Christi. We'll be back here on air again, 6 p.m. local time, which is 12 midnight in London, isn't it? Or is it 11?
11.
It's 11 p.m. London time and also 11 p.m. in Biafraland. And please, you work out what it is in whatever time zone that you're in, that this is Radio Biafra, received everywhere in the world. It is a message of hope, of restoration, of redemption, a message of honor and of integrity. That is what we bring to you. We are here to make sure that Biafra comes as quickly as possible. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. They call it, yes, turn your system down. Give us your name and where you are, please. Turn the system off. Give us your name and where you are. Does that make any sense? You are listening to us and we are listening to ourselves. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense? I am listening to my own voice coming back at me. I said to you, what is your name and where are you?
Okay, my name is Chinna Goram. I'm coming from Russia.
Chinna Goram from Russia. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
All right. Yes, I want to thank each and every one of you who are working very wonderfully on behalf of Biafra.
Yes, thank you very much.
Our father was talking about. Also, you are also the real images that God used for the people to deliver the people of Israel. In fact, this is the right time. I thank each and every one of you. And also, I want to suggest or advise attending the law court. Between Nigeria and Biafra. And then the issue of Nigeria is the Mazwago context. So there can be doing everything possible to delay, you know, to delay the case so that it will attract the attention of the affluence of what the great things they are doing right now. So I advise that we should not let the issue of the court case extending this and that to stop the campaign. Campaign for the information that people get really in order for us to achieve our ends. So I thank you to one of you for the work wonderfully you have done.
Thank you very much.
I also have that you keep on the journey.
Thank you very much. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Hello. My name is Mike here in Corpus Christi, calling from Sunrise Pharmacy.
From Sunrise Pharmacy. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra here also in Corpus Christi. The whole world is listening. Go ahead. What would you like to say?
We just wanted to welcome you here to Corpus Christi and say thank you for all the hard work you guys are doing. We appreciate that very much.
Thank you very much, and you're welcome. Thank you very much. It's a very wonderful city. It's a bit warm, I must acknowledge, but it's a very beautiful place to be.
Yes. You're thawing out in the heat here we have in Texas.
Yes, I know. It's brilliant. It's a very hospitable area as well. A very hospitable part of the world. Thank you very much. It's been a very wonderful city for us to be in, and we look forward to many more days here as well.
All right. Well, welcome, and again, thank you for all of your hard work.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you. Let us try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name. We're even receiving welcome from the locals here in Corpus Christi. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello. My name is Val.
Valentine.
Yes, director.
Yes.
Good and thank God for the journey, Mercy.
Thank you.
I'm very happy to hear your voice, and I called last when we finished the last broadcast in Atlanta. I spoke to you there briefly. I'm very happy. I've been listening to it, the broadcast from Corpus Christi. Let me use the opportunity to thank you all and thank our brother Moses. I hope I got the problem right.
Yes, you did, yes.
To thank him for hosting Radio Biafra. I'm so happy the Biafra family, you know, is looking after one another. Even as far as the United States, they are taking good care of you. I just wanted to say that right now, we arranged the cupcake. Just to say that no matter how antics Nigerian government and their structure will bring, we remain focused. And I'm so happy. I'd like to also thank our barrister, Adolf Ndekaisi, who is doing a wonderful job. I just went to my worker and he's listening to take care of himself. And just like one of our callers said from Wales, he needs to look where he goes, at, you know, because we don't call Nigeria a zoo for nothing. If the Attorney General Bola Ige was killed, and up to today they don't know the country what happened to him. And so many other cases like that that they don't talk about because they know what they did. So they would do anything to try to make sure this case, because they've seen our resolve, and they are afraid of it. But I thank God for at least the developments today show that we are still on the right track. They want us to clean something with an eraser and retire, we will do that. But it's not going to stop us from focusing on where we are going with this main substance of the case. And I also want to say that when we were in Atlanta, the last broadcast, when the brothers came on,
yes.
It really moved me when the brother was playing the Oja.
Yes.
And everybody was calling, I was here. Actually, when he was there, I was here dancing. I don't think that I was dancing to it. As a young boy, when I grew up, I went to school in the Ifeanyi village, especially what they call the Gwangwa. And I had a mayor back then that nobody plays the Oja. And all of us were like, it energizes you, you know. He really energized so many dear friends that night.
He did.
I want to thank him as well. I just went to, we're having another breakfast meet at night.
That is correct. It's 11 p.m. Yes.
11
p.m.
So when the people on the ride, it's even flying the flag. And we are here doing everything to spread the news, giving my own contribution, whatever small measure, and spreading the news. I'm calling on all our brothers and sisters all over the world listening. Do your own bit. Spread the news. Belong to the national rights, belong to the radio, therefore play your own part so that you can get that transmitter. That transmitter is important so that you can spread this to my brothers and sisters in Biafra land and all over, can also receive this good news. This is good news. This is good news that I've got been mad by him for 43 years. We've been a beef for when they were broadcasting on the radio, and now it's no more, so they miss it. And so we need to get it back so that we can carry them along. You know, that's what I want to say now, brother.
Thank you very much. And God bless you. Thank you, Valentine Osora. Thank you very much. And God bless you. It's a pleasure to have you call the studios of Radio Biafra here in Corpus Christi. We're bringing the program to an end. I've been corrected once again. Please, the time is 12 midnight. 12 midnight in Biafra land and also 12 midnight in London. We shall be bringing you the second installment of our program this evening. If you're not able to get hold of us now, those of you who are night owls, especially the Malaysian brethren, the very, very, I don't know, the people I'm very, very proud of, the Malaysian people, I'm sure they're going to join us when we come back on air 12 midnight, both in Biafra land and in London. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening, Nandi. I'm calling from Germany. My name is Godwin.
Godwin from Germany, please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say something about the Niger Bridge. I have something about it, and it makes me very angry, you know, because I remember when Jonathan was contesting the 2011 election award, I don't know, the first election, he promised that he would build that bridge. Forgetting that Obasanjo has given the contract of that bridge, and nothing is being done. They didn't do anything about it. They had the money, you know.
So it's been awarded before or signed before? It's been awarded before, this bridge?
Yes, yes. Obasanjo did it. Obasanjo said, Obasanjo gave a contract for that bridge and nothing is being done about it up to this date. Nothing was done about it, you know. So, and when Jonathan was contesting the election, he promised, he came to the East and promised them that he would do the bridge, that he would build the bridge, he would drill River Niger, I'm quoting him, that he will build a seaport at Onitsha, and that he will give us airport, international airport. All of these things, I want him to stand up now and tell us that, okay, he has done one out of these five promises or six promises he made. So for him to come back today and start telling us that he will build a bridge for us, I mean, for me, it's an insult to the Igbo, to the Igbo race, to the Biafra race.
Of course it is, yes.
Yes, because if you are a businessman in Onitsha and you went to anywhere in the world and import a vehicle or a container, if you are taking it to Onitsha from Tinkanai land, from Lagos to Onitsha, before you take that container to Onitsha, you will spend more than $1 million or 2 million naira on the way. So that was why we asked him to give us a seaport, to build a seaport in that zone. He didn't do it. The bridge he promised, he didn't do it. The airport, he didn't do it. If you buy a car in Lagos, for you to go down east, you will spend half of the money you bought that car with on the road. So what kind of punishment is that?
And
he's telling us that we are one Nigeria.
Yes, of course.
That has to be one Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have seaport in the whole area, and the Onitsha is the commercial city.
Yes.
And we don't have bridge. And he promised all these things. The other day, when I went to the East, I saw him at Onitsha. There's something like boys' quarter that they built on the on the head bridge there, like the civil himself, not us. You know. I was like, what kind of people is this? So please, he should not insult us. He should not insult the Biafran race. We know our left and right. Only that we are not violent people. We kept quiet. We are just watching them. And now I think their time is up.
It is.
There is nothing we need from them. We don't need their airport anymore. It's too late. We don't need their roads again. We don't need their bridges again. What we need is Biafra. Full stop. Pure ED.
That is correct.
They should understand it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. That's the last call we're going to take today. If you've tried to call us and you couldn't get through, please, we'll be back on air 12 midnight. 12 midnight in London, if you're prepared to stay awake. That will be 6 p.m. here in Corpus Christi. And also 12 midnight in Biafra land. Then if wherever you are on this planet, you then set your time accordingly. That this is Radio Biafra, listened to and received in every country on this planet where you have Biafran people with internet connectivity. I am Nnamdi Kanu, and I've presented this program today with Moses. We were our principal host here in Texas, no, in Corpus Christi in Texas, from where we'll be going to Houston, then from Houston to Dallas, and then from there to Nevada and all the places as well. We are still waiting for confirmation of the people in New York. We've not been able to confirm that, and everything is intact. We have the Ekwenche people. We'll be going to Chicago to go and see them for their blessing, because they started this whole race. Ekwenche must give us their blessing in Chicago, because we're going there to see them. And also Biafra Foundation as well. We have made some contact with some of the leadership of Biafra Foundation. We're still waiting for one or two other people to make contact with us or to be able to come back to us. The entire Biafran family will be united under the leadership of the Council of Elders. I am not leading Biafra, neither is my team at the entire board of the Radio Biafra Editorial Board. We are not leading Biafra, neither is Bilie leading Biafrans. Biafrans are led by our wise men, our wise elders, our wise fathers, our wise uncles, our brothers, who make up the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, whom, by the grace of God, our brethren in Norway, in Denmark, and in Sweden should be able to provide an office for very, very soon. When you help Radio Biafra, it goes into making sure that the word Biafra stands out everywhere on this planet. Thank you very much for listening to us and being a part of this program. We thank all of those who contributed. We also thank those who weren't able to get through to us. Please, we are pleading with you. If you can stay awake up until 12 midnight in London, then please try and rejoin us later when we bring you the Corpus Christi version, the very local version of our presentation, because by then a lot of them would have come back from work. Here they have too many jobs for their own good. That is why we need our own country, where they can have a semblance of dignity to their timing, so they can go to work, come back home and spend some time with their family. Please, Moses is no longer with us because he had to pop out to go and do some other things. And please, from Chidera, please.
Oh, thank you, wonderful listeners. We are bringing this program to a closure, and I want all of you to come back by 12 midnight London time for another broadcast. And we love you all, and because we know you love Biafra, and that's why you bring out your time, regardless of the jobs you're holding, especially those of us here in the United States that hold on 20.
More than 50 jobs, some of you. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. And from me, Nnamdi Kanu, we are signing off and we're saying God bless you wherever you are. Do not forget to please rejoin us round about 12 midnight, London time. We love you all. Thank you very much and God bless you.
sombe meganyi pea. La 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 la